other spots too. The long Friday night season. The long Friday night season is the perfect time, if a person's able to host guests for Shabbos. You know, ideally, the best guests a person can always have is like Avram Avinu, to invite somebody that, if not for you, who knows what type of Shabbos Suda they would have or not have. Some college kids in the neighborhood who wouldn't be by a Shabbos Suda otherwise. Some others who don't have the chance to have a Shabbos Suda. So Friday nights are the perfect time to invite guests for Shabbos meals. But any time someone eats out a Shabbos meal on Friday night, there are interesting halachic implications. Where do you light the Shabbos candles? Thus we entitled today's share, Eating Out Friday Night, Where Do You Light Candles? And it comes up a lot. You know, anyone who's been around the block already, you've been invited out before, so okay. You know, it's one, you've dealt with this before, but sometimes we'll soon see, whether as we go through the sugya, it's not clear necessarily what the right answer is. It's not clear that what people are doing till now is the best way to do it. Maybe there's a better way to do it. Situations, life change. You know, a bacher who's in yeshiva, okay, he doesn't have to worry about eating out Friday night because someone in yeshiva lights on his behalf. Well, when you're not in yeshiva and you eat out Friday night, it's actually an interesting shayla. Oh. People, you know, in yeshiva, sometimes it's not on the guy's mind, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. But there's always one person in yeshiva who's appointed, anointed, to be the one to light Shabbos candles. And we'll soon see the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is a chiv not just on women. It's a chiv on men too. It's just in a normal situation, we'll soon see that the wife, a woman, lights it. But where that's not the case, the person's not yet married, the person is not living at home, all these different things, okay, now Shabbos candles comes on him. And you got to know these halachas too. So I think definitely a very interesting topic. On top of that, there are so many other factors that play into the shaila. Now, I'll mention different points. We talk about lighting Shabbos candles. Do electric lights work? Now, we just benched Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so we know come Hanukkah time, right? Those nice old electric menorahs don't really do the trick, right? At least it's nice to show that you're Jewish, even if it's right next to a bush. But those electric lights, we know Pashas does not do the trick. But what about when it comes to Shabbos? Do turning on electric lights, does that do anything? Halachically, is there something to that? That we can hope to talk about today too. And person's away, you know, the scenario that we're going to start with is you're living at home, you're sleeping at home, you're just eating one meal out Friday night. But what about other situations? You could be on vacation visiting somewhere else, you're sleeping in one place, eating in another. What happens there? What happens? You're in a hotel for Shabbos. What should you do about Shabbos candles over there? And so many different scenarios and things. Hopefully, between what I thought of and what you're going to think of, we'll hopefully cover everything together. Now, before we begin the background, one observation that I came across is this particular halacha. Sounds very straightforward, sounds something which is very prevalent in the world today. You're staying at home and you're eating out a Friday night meal. Where do I light Shabbos candles? could you find a direct Mishabura that talks about this? This sounds like a very practical, very normal Shaila. Arachayim, right there. Where is this in the Mishabura? And unfortunately, I believe the answer is this exact case is not clearly spelled out. I'm not sure the answer why. Was that in Europe, people didn't do that? People didn't eat out much Friday nights? People barely had enough food for themselves, let alone to host guests? I don't know. They always talk about having guests on Shabbos. Poverty, yeah, they definitely had poverty. They talk about having weddings on Friday afternoons into the evening so that they could double dip and the Shabbos Suda would be the wedding Suda.
Could you always bring your food to the neighbor and have a Shabbos together?
Yeah, but that's assuming, right. You bring it beforehand, the Erevin, right. But Harvey, but Alan, I don't know if they had people giving out free turkeys. Right? No free lunches. Right? I'm not sure why this halacha is not clearly stipulated in the Mishabura, but I can definitely tell you the ramifications of it. There definitely is a lot of confusion. So let's go through some basic halachas of lighting Shabbos candles. From there, hopefully we'll get to first this case of lighting candles when you're eating out Friday night, and then branch off to other cases, non-normal cases. Now, in terms of the chiyuv of lighting Shabbos candles on a weekly basis, this I did not put in your sheets, in Reis Samach Gimel, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Hanashim is haris bo yoser. Women are more careful with lighting Shabbos candles than men. Because this is written in times of the Mechaber, because they're the ones inside the house. Nowadays, you could have a scenario. Tom of mine just called me with the Shaila. You know, his wife is the one who comes home late Friday afternoon. You know, he's the one, he has a more flexible job. You know, he's there earlier. Yeah. But in the times of the Mechaber, the man was the one in the fields, the women were the ones in the house. They're the ones who are involved in the house. And therefore, in general, a woman's involved with it. The Chafetz Chaim adds, the husband wants the light by himself. He wants to get the mitzvah. He likes candles. He likes seeing fire. Still, Ha'isha Kodemes, the husband and wife, right? This is not the first fight you have. First Friday night, couple's married. Wife wants to light Shabbos candles. The husband's like, no, I want a light. Okay, they didn't train him well beforehand, right? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, Isha Kodemes, she comes first. Very interesting idea. Chafetz Chaim is always looking to make shalom. And isn't it so... It's quite funny if the first fight a husband and wife have is about lighting Shabbos candles. We'll soon see. What is the reason behind lighting Shabbos candles?
Shalom bias.
Shalom bias. The whole essence of it is shalom bias. It's almost as bad. They said David Leibowitz had this famous line. You know, they have a case where the husband comes home and wants to start the suda right away. And everything's there on the table. The wife forgot to put Shabbos challah cover on the challahs. So he starts screaming at his wife, where's the Shabbos, the challah cover? If he only understood what's the reason behind the challah cover, not to embarrass the bread that you're passing over at the first two kiddush. So if you understand the meaning of it, don't look like so hypocritical. So you're going to fight over Shabbos candles? Chafetz Chaim writes, Chaber writes, woman comes first. But there is an interesting idea that if the man really wants part of this mitzvah, he could get it by lighting other candles. Now, that would mean, we're going to talk about this soon in more depth, but the mitzvah to have Shabbos candles may not just be, and we'll talk about this in a moment soon, where the best place to put Shabbos candles is, You know, I realize when you're doing a halacha about lighting Shabbos candles Friday night, it just really touches this particular shaila, where to light, really hits on so many issues. You end up doing the entire topic of lighting Shabbos candles. But besides what I'll call the classic place people think to light their Shabbos candles, really there is an idea of lighting Shabbos candles around the house. And nowadays, okay, might look more romantic, cooler if you have candles around the house. But practically what we utilize nowadays, as we'll explain soon, are regular electric lights. So even the idea of turning on your lights in another part of the house could be part of this mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. So really, if the question is asked, pop quiz, Berger, who lights the Shabbos candles in your house? So the simple answer you would say, my wife. But not necessarily. Who turns on the lights in all different parts of the house? Is that a pun intended? She's on what?
So not at home for the summer. She's on a road trip. She's not lighting it on.
Right. Right. But even a regular week when you're both home, by you turning on extra lights around the house, you could be participating in that mitzvah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim happens to be writing over here. If you look on top of your sheets in the right column, I put it down. It's a quote of the Bir Halacha, where he writes, "V'cheinim yish kama chadarim bebayis, have multiple rooms in your house, kasa Bir Halacha, she'isha tadlik b'makom echa b'bracha, the woman could light in one spot with a bracha, v'ish rashoy lahadlik b'shara chadarim, then the man could light in the other rooms below bracha, without a bracha." So there is this concept, it's not just all or nothing, it's not just the wife, the husband could be involved in this too. And for sure, in a case where the wife is not home, the wife for Chas Shalom for some reason is not able to light, 100%, then the man should be the one lighting and be lighting with a bracha. Now, yeah, you definitely have it too. Bubby goes to visit the kids, you're at home, you got a light. Now, let me jump to where I have, starting in Sif Gimel, let's go to Sif Yud in the Ramah, and that's also on your sheets. Hagah. V'haminog she'osa isha madlakes mekabel Shabbos badlakasa. Also very important halacha, is when you light Shabbos candles, at that point the woman accepts Shabbos at that point. Imlo she'hisne b'tchila, unless she makes a t'nai, a condition, ahead of time. A few t'nai b'lev sagi. She doesn't have to spell it out. Even a t'nai in her mind is good enough. So this is also important. And fits very well into one of our shaylas. Let's say the scenario is you're lighting Shabbos candles. Excuse me. I'll say it like that. You're eating out somewhere, but you really want to drive to that house. You really want to drive to that house before Shabbos. It's a long walk. If I wait to walk there, you know, that's part of the advantage. That's why eating out Friday night has a big milo. You could drive there ahead of time before Shabbos. But is there an option for a woman to light in her house? Now, normally, she's makabel Shabbos as soon as she lights Shabbos candles. But in this scenario, no. What she's going to do is light Shabbos candles, but have in mind not to be yotze. Now, I'm going to light the candles, not be kabbalah the mitzvah. Now, normally, by men, there could be such a thing, right? Different people have different minhagim. My minhag is to drive to shul Erev Shabbos, especially here in Florida, because the worst thing in the world is to go into a shower and 2 minutes later, be soaking wet, you need another shower. That's my personal preference. So I don't like walking to shul and be schwitzed up, so I just jump in a car, hopefully before this man, and drive to shul. Now, if I was stuck with a week where I had to light Shabbos candles, by men, yeah, you have in mind, okay, I'm going to light the Shabbos candles, and I have in mind not to be makabel Shabbos, until I'm in shul. Therefore, I'm going to drive my car to shul. which as long as before this man, it's good. The tricky step is by women, the default setting is the moment they light Shabbos candles, they're makabel Shabbos. That means, unfortunately, women know this well, you light Shabbos candle and then you remember, oh no, I forgot to turn on the oven. So she could maybe tell someone who was makabel Shabbos, she could tell her husband,
parenthetically,
turn it on.
That's why they light candles backwards. They light first and then make the bracha.
Right.
The yontif, you make the bracha first.
Right. Right, excellent. Now, so a woman's makabel Shabbos for lighting. Is there room for a woman to play these games and have in mind, I'm not going to be Yotze, and then jump in the car and go out for Friday night? So you read the Mishnah Berurah here on the top, Mem Dalid. Ve'in lahasdol, skim letzarech, me'akashish cholkin, v'sovin dol mahani. In general, we don't want to light on Tanai. So really, this idea of just lighting Shabbos candles and then jumping in a car to go to where you're eating is not an option for a woman because she's makabel Shabbos when she lights. Once she's makabel Shabbos, she can't jump in a car. And to make it Tanai, we don't really rely on that in most scenarios. Now, there's two other issues why a woman wouldn't be able to do that, because you can't just light the Shabbos candles, not get hana, and jump out, unless we'll see in a situation. And even if you do it early, again, not so simple to light Shabbos candles early. You can do anything. So that's one part.
Early you mean before 5.
Right. Now let's read the rest of the Ramah. The Ikar Hadlaka Tzuliyah B'Neira Shemadik Al Shulchan. Important statement the Ramah teaches us. Where is the main lighting of Shabbos candles? Answer is by your table, where you're going to have the Suda. That is the main place to light Shabbos candles. Now this itself, you know, is a discussion. But sometimes people like lighting, you know, sometimes people have the Shabbos candles right there flush on the Shabbos table. Great. Sometimes they're on a table. You have the Shabbos table here. Perfect example of our room here. And for the home audience, you just have to visualize this. We have a table right over here. Behind the table, there's another table in the back. There's actually multiple tables in the back. So technically speaking, a lot of times people do in their home, is the table in the back, that's where they light the Shabbos candles. And the Shabbos table itself is empty, does not have the candles.
That's at least in the same room, though.
That's at least in the same room, and that's also, it could be cold, it's near the Shabbos table. It's near where you're eating. That's really the ideal place to light. Now, sometimes you have scenarios where the wife lights in the kitchen or some other favorite spot in the house. I see people light, they'll put like a little table by the door, you know. But maybe that should be for Hanukkah, not for Shabbos. The best place to write black and white over here in the Ramah is by your Shabbos table, either on it or right by it, near it. But any other spot in the house, that's not ideal. Why not? Because the main purpose of Shabbos lights is to enable you to have a nice Suda. So that's why the best place is the Shabbos table. Now, the Ramah does write, again, the Ikar Hadlaka Tzuliyah B'Neira Shemadlikin Al Shulchan, the main ones are by the table, Avalo B'Shar HaNeira Shemabayis, but not on the other places that you're going to light in the house. But Chafetz Chaim does write in the Mishnah Berurah that you could light in other spots in the house too. Those do exist. The best place is the table, but other places also exist. Now here's another thing which is tricky. Before I even get into the whole electric light saga, let's say you have multiple people in your house lighting Shabbos candles, also very prevalent, right? You have guests in your house, so who's going to light? You have your kids over. So you're going to light Shabbos, your wife's going to light Shabbos candles, your Baruch Hashem, your two daughters who are there, Married daughters are going to light Shabbos candles. Daughters-in-law. Where do all of you light? It's a classic thing. Whatever the mother lights, the daughters light. Not so simple. Because whoever lit first, they're the ones who provide the light for the table. By you putting more candles, doing more light, but that's not the light for the Shabbos table. So there is an idea.
What
I found.
You have lightning above.
So I'm going to get to that in a moment.
Turn it off.
What about all your electric lights? But let's turn off the electric lights for a moment. Once one woman lights by the table, for another woman just to come there, it's also not so simple. Well, no, even if the mitzvah is on her.
Rabbi is saying you're providing, one person provides a light, the next one can only enhance the light.
Right. But that would be if the mitzvah is the house that's getting the hana, the makom, the place.
Yes, correct. And we actually do say a concept when it comes to light, ner le'echa, ner le'meya. Right? All you need is one candle, it illuminates the darkness. So I have that one candle, it illuminated the darkness. Right? Usually people light even more than one candle, right? But the first person who lights, so they got it. I found this is so interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his home, when they had guests, his wife would light, let the guests light by the Shabbos table, and she would go and light in the kitchen. She would change her spot because, and multiple people, now again, you know, I'm not here to rock the boat. People are used to doing it a certain way. But putting forth, there are ideas there. Really, the purpose is to enlighten the spot. Once one person did it, so it gets tricky. You sometimes see these hotel situations or the Shabbos, they have hundreds of candles all on table. Like, it might look very nice. Oh, wow, look how many lights. Look how many people are here for Shabbos. But really, it's better to be spread around. Right, which actually be nice. Think of the next display. All those party planners listening to the share, what would be nice is you have your candelabras on each table and let the people at each table light. Huh?
Don't suggest it.
The Mashkiach is getting nervous. Right? But no, I've seen nice Harian's weddings, they have, you know, all the setup on the table. Right? So you have a candelabra, right? Each table, each one to light, okay? It doesn't have to be silver. Yes. So very, very interesting point, Rabbi Berger, you're bringing up, is how do you define the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah? Rabbi Berger is sort of qualifying it. Shabbos. Oh, I was about to tell you what my answer is. Is it an individual mitzvah that I, as an adult, have this responsibility? Or is it a mitzvah on the house? Now, the reason why I slipped in the Chanukah, because that's exactly the issues debated by Chanukah. How do we understand Chanukah lights? And remember, we bench Rosh Chodesh, so I'm allowed to talk about Chanukah. Right? Is it a personal or is it a household? By Chanukah, it's clearly household. Because the Mechaber, the way Sfardim do it, is the father lights, that works for the whole house. Ashkenazim, right? Ashkenazim add, okay? To each their own, pun intended. But by Shabbos, I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky himself. We go from Rav Yaakov to Rav Shmuel. Yibad al-Lachayim. But Rav Shmuel says there's a difference between Shabbos and Chanukah. Chanukah might be a household chiyuv in its essence. But Shabbos is more individualistic. You yourself have a responsibility. Now, if you're away from home, it might be tricky because if it's not your house, then maybe it's not your place to light.
There's also a very exact opposite purpose of lighting between the Hanukkah menorahs and the Shabbos menorahs. Like Hanukkah was an Isser Hana'ah.
Correct.
Candles.
Yes.
By Shabbos, it was a Chiyuv Hana'ah.
Right. It's a very good point. There are the mitzvahs of Hanukkah and Shabbos are really for two purposes. Hanukkah is just to show the nes and not to utilize. And by Shabbos, it's just the opposite. The purpose is to utilize those candles. So again, we've touched on a lot already. So let me give a quick recap. So far, we've talked about that there's an individual chiyuv, both on men and women, to light Shabbos candles. Practically, the woman gets kedima. Don't fight about it. She comes first. She should be the one lighting, and she takes care of it for you. The mitzvah is by the lights, ideally for the Shabbos table, because that's the essence. That's where the takana was made, for the Shabbos sudas to be done with light. But really, the concept of Shalom Bayis and owning Shabbos, you're able to walk freely in your house without tripping on things. That's also a mitzvah the Chofetz Chaim brings down. So technically, other spots in your house, you could also light. So we talked about, ideally, where there are multiple people, it would be best to spread out. For one person to light by the Shabbos table, one person to light in the kitchen, v'chulu v'chulu. And it seems that's what they did in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's home. Now, are we ready yet to tackle Friday night eating out, and then what should I do? Let's try that, and then we'll branch off. So I'm to start off. I'm living at home. I'm in the community. I'm eating by a neighbor's house. What should I do? Choice A: should I light in my house? Should I light in my neighbor's house? What's the best way to do it? So, I'll add to the equation. Really, even though we said it's your personal chiyuv to light, you have a chiyuv to light, but once you go to someone else's house, it's really their house. And if they're the ones feeding you the food, you're eating by them, so really you fall under their table. And halakhically speaking, when they light, you're good to go. They're the same way they could help, they could do the mitzvah. You know, you didn't cook for Shabbos, they cook for Shabbos. So you're somech on their shulchan, you're relying on their table for the meal. You can rely on them for Shabbos candles too. So really, me'ikar hadin, 100%, you don't need to light if you're going to this neighbor's house. However, women take lighting Shabbos candles very seriously, and they should. Right? We know the concept. If they ever miss 1 week lighting Shabbos candles, we don't have this in too many places in halacha, there's the concept of a knas. That if one time they miss, they have to add an extra candle. They say that's, some say, that's where the minhag comes from. The more children, with each child, you add a candle. Why is that? If the whole purpose of lighting Shabbos candles is for Onik Shabbos, to have light by the Shabbos table, what does that have to do with having another child? Another child needs more light? We don't say that. So some say the idea behind it is this knas, that once you miss lighting Shabbos candles for 1 week, we knas you, we put a penalty on you, you have to add another candle. So the idea would be, is the week that they had a child, they were too busy with the child, childbirth, and they didn't light, so that's why they add a candle. But that's, even if the wife is home on time for Shabbos, there's still a minhag to add candles. But there is a real knas, so a woman should take seriously the idea of lighting Shabbos candles, not something to forget. And that is why that, even where there's practically me'ikar adin, they're probably yotze just by eating by a neighbor with the neighbor's lighting of Shabbos candles, they still want to light. Okay, so where should they light? Should they light in their house or light by the neighbor? Now, if they light by their house, what's the purpose of the Shabbos candles?
To give light and not someone to enjoy it.
Oh, so then it gets very tricky. We said the Iker light is the light that you're going to have by the Suda. Well, the light you're using by your house is not light you're using by the Suda, because you're eating over there. So, if the case is children who come to, married children come to a parent's home for Shabbos, great, you don't come the last minute, right? Assuming you don't live in the neighborhood, you come over before Shabbos. So then there, they would light, for sure, where they're eating, where they're staying. That's an easy scenario. But our Friday night guest case, you're sleeping at home, which Pashas means you're starting at home, then at some point you go into that neighbor. So one might say the best place to light is by the neighbor's house, because that's where the Shabbos Suda is going to be. Maybe. But it seems the Poskim say, I've seen different people on this, but one example is a Sefer Chovas Hadar. It's a very popular Sefer in Hilchos Chanukah, but also talks about Hilchos Shabbos. So there he recommends the best thing to do is light in your house. And I think this is probably the most common thing that people do, is you light Shabbos candles in your house before you go to the neighbor. But, and this is a very important condition, you can't just light the Shabbos candles and leave. Not because of fire safety, but rather because of Hilchos Shabbos, you have to get benefit from the lights. So I said, okay, great. I'll light the Shabbos candles. I'll read the back comment of Mishpacha magazine, the Kichels, and then I'll go. But that also doesn't necessarily work, because you really have to have benefit from the Shabbos candles when it is Shabbos.
So
you
got to eat twice.
That's thinking like a man. It was suggested you should have two sudas. You eat by the neighbors and then come back. But personally, I tell my wife that's always a good idea, because you never know what they're going to serve. So there always has to be backup plans, right? You could have a Shabbos Suda, you could have an Onik Shabbos. So actually, what the Mishnah Berurah even talks about, what others talk about, is if you have, you could buy Shabbos candles with different lengths of how long they're going to last. If you light Shabbos candles that will be still lit when you come back, so that's very good. So then you could get benefit of those when you're back home. But you never know how long that meal is going to take. It could be the time you come back, there won't be Shabbos candles, and then for once on, it's a bracha v'atala. So really the best thing to do is to light Shabbos candles and spend a good amount of time already into the time of Shabbos when it gets dark. So let's say you're lighting at Hadlaka, which is 18 minutes to Shkia. And you go, let's say here in Florida, you're lighting 18 minutes to Shkia, and you stay 20 minutes into Shkia, and you do things by the Shabbos candles, then you can go to the neighbor. Short of that, gets trickier. You're lighting 18 minutes before Shkia. It's not dark yet.
You're saying so, you have to wait until into Shkia, not into Seis.
Yes, you should. Well, Mamela. Once you go in post-Shkia. But yeah, that's really the best way, if you're going to light at home. Now, if it's too inconvenient, if it takes a half hour to walk there, so if you're going to leave only 20 minutes after Shkia, you're going to show up way too late, then the option might be, you might need to get there before Shabbos and light there. That's why all of these scenarios, it changes. The right thing to do when you're eating by your neighbor next door may not be the right thing to do when you're eating by your neighbor across town. And even if you're used to doing one thing, it's no one size fits all. Each case might have different halachas for what the best way to go about doing it is. Probably each time, requires a shayla to ask what the best thing is. Yes?
What about if somebody makes early Shabbos, so before and after plug, there's no light anyway. There's no concept of this light anyway. It's not going to do anything.
Correct. Right? What was just brought up is this issue I talked about, I said this time of year, when you have the long Friday nights. What happens if you're talking about in the summer, where it's shorter Friday nights, but you made an early Shabbos? So that complicates things, right? If you makabel early Shabbos, you're going to light those Shabbos candles early, the benefit you're going to get from those lights is not Shabbos. And the same way, early Shabbos, we've touched on this in the past, you know, brings with a whole host of halachos. You have to make sure to say over Kriya Shema later again. But really one of the big issues of the early Shabbos is you have to eat challah after it gets dark, which people don't know. Very important halacha. So that means, let's say you makabel Shabbos early, very much the scenario should be, you take two nice slices of challah. One eat for your hamotzi, the other one pack away before dessert. Because you need to eat challah when it's dark. So you're having this long suda. So the same thing with your Shabbos candles, you have to get that benefit. You'll say, well, if I'm eating my Shabbos suda during the day, your Shabbos suda might be the challah that you're eating before benching, depending how early you finish your early Shabbos suda. So yeah, you have to have benefit from those candles when it's dark, when it's Shabbos. And really, again, the benefit is by the candles. So if you're lighting, think about this scenario also, people don't realize. The normal place you light Shabbos candles is by your table, right? But the week you're going away, so what are you going to do? You're going to light by your Shabbos table. Then you're going to go sit in the other room on the couch. And then you're going to leave to go to your neighbor. Where did you get benefit from those Shabbos candles? So really, the best thing is to sit by the Shabbos table or sit by the wherever your candles are and read over there. Say Tillum over there. Whatever you do, do them by the candles to get benefit. That's the point. Now let me talk about
or even the lights that the husband can have.
Right. Okay. No. Whatever the bracha is going on, that's your main lighting. So the bracha is always going to go, I'm about to talk about electric lights, the bracha is chiefly going to go on your lighting those Shabbos candles. Now, with electricity today, we know that we're not just having candlelit dinners, we're getting the benefit of the electricity that we have, even in a dark day when our skylight is all black. We have benefit from our electricity. Now, there are those that have the minhag, that when they light Shabbos candles, to turn off the lights in the house. It's not just to be, you know, spooky and cool that now you're going to light Shabbos candles, but really the point is to get benefit from those candles. That is, the bracha is, the main bracha is not on, was not misaken on electricity, it was misaken on candles. So you have to make the bracha on the candles. I would say similar to some people remember on Hilchos, B'dikas Chametz. You make your bracha on the candle, Rav Moshe says, and then after you use it, you can switch to the flashlight, which is safer than going around everywhere with a candle. But you make the bracha on the candle. You have in mind to use the flashlight later. So too, you make your bracha on your Shabbos candles. The electricity, when it turned back on, yeah, that also could add to the mitzvah. But the main thing we're utilizing is the candles. Now, I saw two different ways, ideally, how to do the procedure if you turn off lights. There is something to it, to turning off lights. You know, if your lights run 24/7, or even if you have a... There is something to turning on your lights for Shabbos. My particular dining room table, I have like a chandelier, which is not kept on during the week. I have other lights. So I turn on that chandelier for Shabbos. That's a kiyum of this halacha. So if a person normally has lights on, there is something to it to shutting them off and putting them back on for Shabbos.
The wife can't do it though.
Oh, so this is where it gets very tricky. Very excellent point. So it could be the husband to be the one, okay, before I go to the show, I'm turning on those things, those lights to cover Shabbos. There's, in terms of the wife, so the practical way, probably the one we're most comfortable with, is what Rabbi Berger, you just said, is have the wife turn on the lights. Then she's going to light Shabbos candles. Remember, the moment she lights Shabbos candles, normally you're makabel Shabbos, right? Then make the bracha. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, though, does suggest the way the procedure to do it is first light Shabbos candles, don't yet say the bracha, then put on the electric lights, and then say the bracha, where the bracha directly is going on both.
It's not a hefsek.
Huh? And interestingly, Reb Yaakov would say that's not a hefsek. I just had this discussion this morning with somebody how to do this, but Reb Yaakov, I found, straight up, does talk about doing it that way. Shlomo Zalman talked the more probably conventional way. No, turn on the lights, then do the other things. You can have a husband and wife duo. The wife lights the Shabbos candles, the husband turns on the electricity. Great. I saw one very interesting naftamina with this electric lights. Think of the scenario where you're spending Shabbos in a hotel room, which happens. You're eating your meals. Let's say it's a conference, let's say it's a convention. You're eating your meals in the grand ballroom. Where do you light Shabbos candles?
Usually outside.
So normally, you know, at the Akbuda convention, at the, all these things, where are they going to, right? Usually what they're going to do is have those tables set up with 1,000 candles for some reason, and everyone will light there. Look at what Yaakov Kamenetsky says you should do. You should turn off and turn on, right? Assuming you're not keeping on lights inside the room itself, you want it to be dark. You don't want to have the light shining on you. Turn off and turn on the light in your bathroom. The electric light in your bathroom. That's going to be your Shabbos light for your room for Shabbos. Turn off and turn on that electric light. When you go downstairs and you're going to light the candles by the table, which is not your room, not the place where you're staying, have in mind that electric light that you turned on before. So that's what it's going to be. So it's very interesting how the poskim take all these factors into account, the candles, the electricity, where's the best place you're going to get benefit from, all into account in terms of lighting Shabbos candles. So again, just to summarize, if you're eating out Friday night, where is the best place to light Shabbos candles? The best place is usually your home, but that will entail you spending time by the Shabbos candles, ideally before you go off to the neighbor, which means you have to spend time into Shabbos. If that's not able, so there is the idea of lighting very long-lasting Shabbos candles, and when you come back, you won't be tired and just go to sleep. But you're going to spend some time again by those Shabbos candles on the way back, either the way in or the way out, vice versa, way out, way in. Could one light Shabbos candle by someone else's house? Yes. Ideally, it might be best to do it in a different spot, not next to them. But if not, that could also work possible. Either way, we should have many enjoyable Shabbosim, many enjoyable time with guests, and we should all be zocha. All that we need is just one Shabbos for all the Jews to keep. That Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zocha to the Geula Shleima. Amen. Thank you very much.